Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Nicola Wood, and today we are going to talk about your appointment. A lot of people are worried about what to expect at an appointment for a wig fitting. And I guess, you know, understandably so. This is not something that we ever think we're going to have to do, is it? It's not an appointment that we ever want to make. It's not an appointment that we've ever been to before. It's often a really scary time for people. And I just wanted to break that down for you a little bit so that you know what to expect and it feels a little bit less scary. So let's talk about your appointment. So first of all, you're going to make contact and they're going to ask you some questions on the phone. They might ask some very basic knowledge on the phone. So that's one thing. And also that's a really good time to ask some initial questions because nearly everybody on the phone will know the answers to the questions that you don't know. So what's new for you is not new for us. So please ask as many questions as you can on the phone and get all of that out. One thing that I did myself was to, I've always got a note pen and pad anyway, but I just used to write down questions all the time so that I wouldn't forget them, so that the next time I saw the doctor or the next time I saw the important person, I would look back to this note and have a list of questions. So we love questions, please ask them. Okay, so you book an appointment and what to expect at the appointment. So first thing we want you to know is you can bring anyone you want. We have had parties in the salon, I swear to God. We've had so many people that there wasn't enough chairs in some instances. So bring whoever you like. You know, some people want to bring their kids, some people want to bring their family, some people come alone, some people bring their husband or their partner or their wife. You just bring whoever feels right for you. Some people actually make it into a day out. I'm not kidding you. Like, it's like an event and they come with their besties. We have actually had people bring wine. We've had people, you know, come for the day. It's like, make it whatever you need it to be. And that's all right. We wouldn't be surprised. We wouldn't be surprised by anybody or anything that you brought. We've probably seen it all before. So come feeling comfortable. I would say also be prepared to have a laugh. Like, people think it's going to be this, like, really the most beautiful part of our job. I'm asked all the time, how do you do what you do for a living? Like, how do you not go home in tears every day with what you do for a living? I went, honestly, because everything that they think it's going to be at that appointment, it's not. You will walk in, we see people, like, and they are a 10 out of 10 fear when they sat in the waiting room, you know, they're a 10 out of 10. You can see anxiety all over their face. They're tense, they're nervous, they're twitching. And I would say within the first 10 minutes of being in the room, we'll get you from a 10 to a 2. Because that first kind of 20 minutes is just listening, understanding where you're at, having a deep sympathy for that and empathy, having a deep understanding and letting you know that you're not on your own, you know, that quite a few people in the team have been through it and that we've seen thousands of people in your shoes, and sort of understanding you at your level and where you're at is the first thing that we do. So when you walk in, there's no mannequins, there's no scary mannequin heads, nothing like that. For me, that's out of a horror film. That's not a salon. And so the last thing that you want to do is see hundreds of wigs on dolls' heads. That's something that we just do not have. That, for me, is out of the arc. It doesn't happen in our shop. And so you won't be confronted by wigs. You will not see a single wig when you walk in our consultation room. It's just going to be you, the consultant, whoever you bring with you, in a beautiful environment and a nice cup of coffee or tea and a biscuit. And that'll be it for the first 20 to 30 minutes. And it's just about getting to know you and where you're at and offering that level of support. And when you're absolutely ready, like when you are completely ready, we will probably sit you in front of a mirror. And we would start to, based upon what you've told us when we've been sitting, we'd start to bring out some pieces that we thought were right for you. We'd do it so slowly, like so slowly. And the moment, and honestly, this happens so much, because like the team, if you walk in the salon, I would look at you and I would know exactly which piece would be right for you. So, you know, we're not guessing. We're going into the stock room and we kind of know what is going to look right on you because, you know, if you cut us in half, we're hairdressers. So we understand skin tone, we understand face shape, we understand that Susan, who's coming in with a little brown bod, actually she probably would look really good with highlights, but she's never had them, so I'm going to show her a little piece with some highlights in. And Teresa should have probably always had a fringe, so I'm going to show her a bit with a fringe, even though she hasn't asked for that. I think that might really suit her. So just be prepared to like think outside of the box. And this is the moment where we get you from like a 2 out of 10 to just being 1. You're just so comfortable at this point, because the moment you put the first piece on and you realize it is nothing like what you thought it was going to look like, that A, it doesn't look like a wig, B, it looks like real hair, C, wow, I didn't realize I looked good with highlights. As soon as you put that first piece on, we just see people's body language just go, oh, hey, look at this, John. Hey, it's all right, isn't it? And we'll have all these conversations. And it's just a lovely, lovely aha moment. And I think, ah, right, now she's where I need her. Now this person in my seat is where she needs to be for me to start bringing out some pieces, and she's comfortable. And that minute for us is the best feeling, because then we can start, honestly, we can have some fun. All you hear at this point in the salon, like if we can get you to that point, then what the rest of the team downstairs, all they're going to hear is laughter, because then we can start to have fun. And you can try on the pink curly Beyonce wig that you've always dreamed of. You know, this is your chance to have hair that you've always wanted, not the hair you've got. So it might be time to think outside the box and just go on, then I'll try that. And sometimes we'll have such a laugh at this point, just trying on pieces. And yeah, some of them will be totally wrong and they'll go, "Ee, I look like Auntie Joan," when they put on something. They'll go, and we'll just have such a good time at this point. So there's lots of laughter at the appointment. There's very rarely tears, but if there is tears, that's absolutely fine as well. You know, we've got tissues and that is absolutely fine as well. But I just want you to feel that your appointment will be nothing like what you think it's going to be. You'll leave the salon either with fantastic new hair or a plan for fantastic new hair, because there might be cases where, you know, we might have exactly the right bob, but it's not exactly the right shade of blonde. So we'll order that shade of blonde in, because it's not about sending you out with hair that day. It's about getting the best hair for you. So if that means that we have to order something, then that's what we're going to do. And you might come back a few days later, pick up the piece. Every single piece that we do would be personalized, so it would be cut to your exact face shape and fitted. Then we're going to learn you how to put the wig on, so that you were comfortable doing that before you leave the salon. We're not going to let you go until we've watched you put it on, so you haven't got that frightening moment at home on your own. So by the end of the appointment, A, you're going to have the hair that you want. B, you're going to know how to look after it, know how to care for it. You're going to know how to put it on. You're going to leave with some videos, so that if you forget everything I've said, because there's that much information, you're going to leave with videos that'll back up and you can watch the processes. And also, you're just going to leave lighter. You're going to leave feeling lighter, because that is what the appointment will be about. It's just nothing like what you think it's going to be. And that is the best part of our job. And it's just a wonderful feeling to take somebody from that level of anxiety to a place where, yeah, they're really quite comfortable. We also might get you to pose for some photographs if you want to. And the reason we do that is we're pretty good with a camera, you know, in the salon. We're pretty good with a camera. We know how to photograph hair and people and faces. So we might just help you by, this is a good thing that we often do, and it really helps people leave with a spring in the step. If you're getting your hair on the salon day and we're fitting it that day, what we sometimes suggest is that you go directly from the salon wearing your hair to Sainsbury's or to the supermarket and buy a bottle of milk, and you will realise that not one single person knows you're wearing a wig or looks at you. And that's really quite empowering. And the other thing that we often do is to take a picture of you in the wig, like I said before, with the camera. We would take some pictures on your phone, not our phone, we'll take some pictures on your own phone. And so that's something that you've then got a picture of you in your new hair. And when you're next meeting somebody, you just preempt their meeting by saying, "Hi, looking forward to having lunch or coffee with you on Friday. P.S. This is the new me. This is how I look," just so you don't get a shock when you see us. Because it might be a little bit different and you might just feel a little bit worried about seeing other people. So that's another thing that we can help you with. And I hope that helps answer some of your questions around what happens at your wig fitting appointment. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've got any further FAQs or ideas for future episodes that you'd like us to record, please do let us know. We are so open to letting the show be led by the things that you need answering. So please check out the show notes where you can find all of our social handles and share this episode with anybody you think that might find it helpful.